Story of the day is Monty Williams. He gone, and nobody's complaining, but it's a pleasant surprise seeing an owner step up and say, hey, I'll spend the money to get rid of a mistake. Mm-hmm. This is something that they had to do, clear the deck for your new president of basketball ops, and you hope that Gore stops meddling. Your money is nice. It's needed, but your basketball acumen is not. That's the lesson he has to learn. And the decision as to who they hire should be solely Trajan Langdon's. Who should they hire? I brought up J.B. Bickerstaff as my front runner, a guy who helped a young team in Cleveland break through, get to the playoffs, win a playoff series, top 10 defensive team, top 10 three-point attempts team. And if he can have any success with Ivy and Cade the way he did with Sexton and Garland, even though they had to pick one and they picked Garland, traded for Mitchell, I would love to see Bickerstaff as the Pistons head coach. But there are names that have been floated out there, John.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about a couple. Tom has a list. Some of these serious, and some of these are probably going to be unserious. I mean, just call it what it is.
Yeah, we'll make that determination.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, NBA coach edition.
All right, guys, I've broken this into three categories, and you're right. Some are a little ridiculous. Some create a conversation. I think all of them in some ways, though, could be argued, depending on what side you're on. So we've broken into assistant zone, analyst zone, and popcorn / fun zone.
Okay.
All right. To me, lead candidate, everything I read is actually James Borrego from the Pelicans. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I would say thumbs up, and here's why. The offense in the NBA, their offensive style has been completely revamped over the past two decades, but especially the past decade. And the Pistons have never been that dynamic offense. They've never had that stud three-point shooter or a couple of them. And I think Borrego, who is of an offensive mindset, would bring that and a familiarity with, obviously, Trajan Langdon.
I'm going to go thumbs down. If you lose a locker room in Charlotte, I am nervous about you joining a young team. I get the familiarity with Langdon, but I would challenge him to hire the right guy, not his friend.
Exactly. Why are we copying the Pelicans?
Great point.
Well, all right, J.B. Bickerstaff.
Clearly, it's a thumbs up for me. I can't find a photo of him smiling, which I'm sure I'm Googling it right now. But I think
he had to live in Ohio.
Serious coach, basketball guy, defense, threes, young backcourt, modern bigs who can shoot, and a guy who saw progress in Cleveland. It's a thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me as well, because I like the progression. I like the fact that he took over a young team. It took him a little while, but we all believe it's going to take the Pistons a while to remake this roster and to get it going. But he's a guy that can relate to the young player, improved young players, got to the playoffs. Are we looking at a guy that's going to take him to a world championship or just a guy that can make them better?
Yeah, I would think right now he's the guy, actually. And I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think it'd be pretty decent hire because of the experience. He would get them to a point and maybe farther. All right, Chris Quinn, Heat assistant.
So he was a name that was talked about a lot before they went with Monty Williams. He was on Eric Spoelstra's staff. Are you looking at a guy that comes from that type of background and has been mentored by a guy, one of the best coaches that we've seen in the NBA? To me, this is more of a thumbs down. And I don't have a specific reason other than I don't know that he is ready yet to take over a team as bad as the Pistons.
Miami is a world-class organization.
Right.
You'd be taking a risk. Wouldn't be my number one candidate, but this would be a thumbs up.
The tree is Pat Riley / Spoelstra.
Yes,
that's where you would really like this. All right, Sam Cassell.
Saw this name, and yeah, I mean, he's bounced around a little bit as an assistant. People remember him when he was playing.
Yeah, real hard-nosed player.
Bulldog of a point guard. I'd be open to it. Again, I think you have to know where you are in the NBA. You are the Detroit Pistons. Beggars can't be choosers. I'd be open to giving Cassell a shot. I go thumbs up.
This seems, when you're talking about a former player now who has somewhat of a track record as an assistant coach, a very Dan Campbell type hire. Do you want to bring in a guy that would have instant credibility with the guys because I've done it as an assistant coach? I've been around, I've learned a lot of things, but I also was able to do it as a player. There's a number of guys that are former players that have been successful as coaches in the NBA. And I think with a young And this is where the Pistons are. You're talking about how do you relate to a young roster? And I think Sam Cassell could be one of those guys that could make that connection.
All right, and I think of these four assistants, the two are Bickerstaff and Cassell, if this is the route they go, because I think they're going to look for a guy that's going to kind of be the voice of the franchise. The longer we go without Langdon talking, the more it makes me think that Langdon wants to work behind the scenes and do his job and talk a couple times a year, and that they want a coach that can handle the media and handle, you know, getting out in front of things and being the voice of the team. All right, now we go to the analyst zone, and that's why I think there's a shot with these, because I think they want a strong voice to represent this team. J.J. Redick.
This one is such a wild card. I don't want to be the one that breaks in or finds out whether he's good or not. I don't want to go down this road. I don't think – I just – no. This is a thumbs down.
It's a thumbs down for me, too. Unless you're doing this galaxy brain thing where you're getting LeBron and Bronny, and then I just think we're in such a nonsense space that he belongs podcasting, where we do nonsense. That's our gig, not coaching an NBA team.
It'd be fun. All right, Mark Jackson.
I'm going to go thumbs down here, too. He's been away from the game for a bit. Golden State got better once they moved on from him. It's a thumbs down.
Well, they got better because they got older, they got more players, they developed a little bit more. I would be okay with this. And originally, when we were talking this morning, my instant reaction was thumbs down. I'll go back to, you need a guy that can relate to young players, but also has a hard line. And I think Mark Jackson walks that fine line of being able to relate as a former player, as a coach that had to deal with superstars out in Golden State, but also has a hard line that young players need to know where their expectations are and that where that line lands.
He'd be an adult in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, of all the people on this list, he would definitely be the bridge guy just to get them back to credibility. Wouldn't be the end game guy, but I would be intrigued and I would support it. All right, a name I haven't seen anywhere, but why not? And he's only 62, which surprised me, by the way. Just got named a Clippers assistant, Jeff Van Gundy.
We gotta talk here, guys. A noticeable pause. I liked him as an analyst. Of course, he's a longtime coach.
We went down that road with Stan.
Could you do it?
You sure Another you Van could Gundy? Do it? Yeah. No. I no.
This is thumbs down.
Thumbs down. I didn't see that one coming.
All right. Now we really go into the fun zone. The first one's a little lamer than the others, but hey, he's been linked here so many times. Every time an opening comes, Nate Oates.
All the way to the NBA?
Yes.
Hey, did you know that he was at Romulus High School, Sean?
Yeah, well, I told you we're going to start having some fun. Yeah,
for a decade?
I'm going to go thumbs down. Not serious enough.
No, I don't think. Yeah, no. No, thumbs down.
Nets assistant. Probably meant more for the NBA. Juwan Howard. Hey, if he's an NBA guy, not a college guy, he was very well respected in the NBA.
He was, and obviously comes from the Spoelstra tree.
Yeah, he was like end of a bench assistant. But
no, I know. But okay. So, but if we're going to be talking about Chris Quinn and some of these other guys that have that same experience, why would it be different for Juwan Howard? No, thumbs down. I don't want any part of it.
I think the sell the team's chance come back if John Coach does it.
Real quick, we just got done saying like an adult in the room.
He was supposed to be.
Hey, the Pistons would show some fight at least.
Oh, God.
Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
Could you imagine him holding back Isaiah Stewart?
It.
Would Isaiah Stewart have to hold Juwan back? You never know.
Or would they just tag team?
Wait, did you just say Tom Izzo?
Yes.
I completely glossed over that. You said yes. Tom Izzo.
Yes. No. To live out the dream.
Thumbs down.
Last one. This is the best of all. And I think you can make a case, but man, it would shake the sports world. Becky Hammon.
She coaches in the WNBA, right?
Two-time defending WNBA champion. Pop's replacement until Pop just didn't want to move on. She has a ton of respect, proven track record, learned under one of the best coaches in the NBA right now. I know it seems absolutely outlandish, but...
Well, if you're going to a coaching tree,
somebody's going to do it.
I would definitely look at and interview anyone that has been around Greg Popovich for any length of time. and see if you could tap into that knowledge. Now, do we get interviews like Pop has? I'll root for radio on that one. But I would definitely interview her. I don't know that with this roster and the way it's constructed right now, that's the direction I would go.
Yeah, I mean, the elephant in the room is she's a woman, but I would tell you this.
did you just call her an elephant?
Well, no, in all due respect to what Jim's saying, we've never had a woman coach professional men's sports.
But what I'm about to say before everybody cancels me is is women can teach just the same way men teach. And really? In a lot of instances,
better.
A lot of people say their favorite teacher was a woman. My point is, if you can teach it, you don't have to have played the game. We see plenty of coaches who didn't play the game. Bill Belichick wasn't some successful NFL star. If you can coach, if you can teach, if you can show people how to get better at what they struggle with, you can be a good coach. So I wouldn't rule her out. Absolutely not. But in terms of...
Aces aren't having a great year.
Right.
Or at least... The level that they were at last year.
They were the defending champs, though, right?
First time WNBA team won back-to-backs in 20 years.
This is not a hard no, but it is a thumbs down. There are better candidates. All right.
That's it. Thumbs up or thumbs down. I told you the last four would be ridiculous.
If it's 97-1.